This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Southern California is being battered by heavy rain for the sixth day in a row. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the storm has produced hail and small tornadoes and led to road closures, mudslides, and at least six deaths.
This isn't the wettest year in Los Angeles history yet, but it's pretty close. So far, around 33 inches of rain have fallen in downtown L.A. this year. The record set in the winter of 1883-84 was around 38 inches. Then again, this storm's not over.
This looks like a particularly nasty one.
Dan Keaton is meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service Forecast Office, northwest of Los Angeles. He says, take a look at a satellite image of the storm, and you can see why it's been so punishing.
What you see is an area the size of, the state of Alaska, swirling in a counterclockwise direction and clouds rotating around it. Those clouds are very, very deep in the atmosphere. They begin nearly at the surface of the ocean and extend up for miles and miles.
The storm's been especially drenching near the mountains.
The mountains are very good at raking the moisture out of the air. It's just kind of like a wringer on an old-style washing machine.
And that's led to disastrous, even deadly consequences in the hills and canyons. Among those killed by the storm was 16-year-old Caitlin Odo. She died when boulders crashed into her apartment in a rural canyon in Orange County. 61-year-old Robert Wickham was buried under 4 feet of mud that slid from a hillside into his home in a Los Angeles suburb as he slept. And Rory Shaw, a civil engineer with the City of Los Angeles, died when he was swept into a huge sinkhole that developed on a road in the San Fernando Valley. The waterlogged earth has taken some homes. Dozens have been evacuated or red-tagged, that is, declared uninhabitable. And travel has been hazardous when it's been possible at all. A big section of the Hollywood Freeway was shut down for several hours last night because the road was underwater up to 5 feet deep. The California Highway Patrol reported about six times the normal number of accidents yesterday. But there's some relief in sight. This storm's expected to move out in a day or so. And after this week, Dan Keaton of the National Weather Service says the forecast for Southern California is for higher than average rainfall. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.